time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
And we are off live in Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard here on VSiN with Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network. Fun show lined up for you today over the next 3 hours. Good guest. In an hour, we will talk about the NHL. Game one's coming up tonight. And, of course, series prices with noted NHL handicapper Ian Cameron. Jeff Sherman's going to be on the program today, just shy of 2 hours from right now. He is the VP of Risk Management over at the Westgate Superbook. And Derek Stevens, owner of the D Golden Gate and Circa, will be in studio. How about this, Paul, for an entire hour today? That's the final hour of the program. How are you?
I'm excited. He's excited. He gets to talk about his contest, our new home in a couple months, Circa, and he gets to go over survivor pool strategies. Can't wait for that.
See, I'm looking forward to this because I got to tell you, I'm a little naive. Maybe an oversight on my part from living in Las Vegas for so long now. Indeed. I've only done a couple of survivor pools in my entire life.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So
I forget all about it being out here in Las
exactly
Vegas.
Exactly right.
With how popular they are in the rest of the country and that this is the new contest at Circa. So he can go through all the different ways with strategies and ways to win that as well. How'd you sleep? Good?
I would say very well here. Stayed at the South Point last night. Let me tell you this.
You haven't been in studio in months.
Yeah, it's been at least a month, I would say.
Yeah.
Had the surgery on July 17th. Anyway, the floor last night at about 5:30 or so, 6 o'clock, very busy. A lot of people out here gambling. Everybody with the masks, obviously. Room service, Paul, took maybe 12, 15 minutes last night. Blown away. I barely made the order, and I'm getting a knock on the door. Room service. I'm like, what? Already? How's that possible?
They have nice rooms.
Very nice rooms.
Yep.
So it was fun to stay here, and I can't wait to see Derek in studio coming up a little bit later on.
Yep. Also, Jeff Sherman will give us some, he's already got some odds up on these first-round matchups as the playoffs start Monday. Looking forward to that. What is he going to spit out?
Yep.
Especially, I had to make a line on Blazers-Lakers, which, they won the game. But this is, 1-6 ATS in the bubble for the Lakers.
Well, and on top of that, if you watched the entire game last night, so they're out there trying to win the game, and they started everybody. They started LeBron, AD was playing, and all of the guys, right? Kuzma, mm-hmm. Danny Green, they were playing in that fourth quarter like they needed the game to advance. And, Paul, it was the Nuggets backups the entire time. They played the entire quarter. Backups for the Nuggets scored every single point in the final quarter. And it took that. That was a great play out of the timeout, by the way.
Yes,
they ran for Kuzma for the game-winning three. That was great. But dropping now to 1-6 ATS, could not put away the Nuggets last night. Side note, Nuggets now 6-0 to the over in the bubble.
Oh.
But the future is very bright. They said last night on the broadcast, maybe Bol Bol has to put on 60 pounds. I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, hang out with DeChambeau.
Yeah. He's so thin. He's so tiny. There was a point last night, late in the game, where he had like perfect position against Dwight Howard, I believe, for the rebound. And Howard is he's a behemoth, right? He's massive. He's always had these shoulders like this. His chest is out to here. And Bol had the perfect spot on the floor to get the rebound. And Howard just kind of was like, get out of my way, kid. Gets the rebound. Yeah. Bol then fouls and gets out of the way. He's good. How good was Porter again last night?
Yep. He's becoming a hell of a player.
Yeah, he is.
The other thing is, I know LeBron can flip the switch starting Monday when it's playoff time. I would hope Anthony Davis can, but how about the rest of the team?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not playing in the JV league anymore. This is the West. He might get Portland right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Then he might face the Rockets and then the Clippers. So all the supporting cast has been horrendous. And we mentioned it several times on yesterday's show. They are at the bottom. They are dead last in all these key offensive categories in the bubble. So I think it's going to be an entertaining series if it is Portland, and Portland can give them all they want. And if that 1-8. But that's a mess, too, is you got four teams fighting out for two spots with the 8-9, which will be Saturday.
Mm.
So, and the other one, this is great. The Suns got a gift. OKC sat just about everybody. They are now 6-0 straight up in ATS in the bubble. And they come right back today, and they get handed another gift with the Sixers. More on that coming up. Thunder led by 13 early.
Yep.
And then the Suns said, okay, let's get down to business. And they went easy, and it flies over. And then that got up to Phoenix 8. That touched 8. And they win 128-101. Better late than pregnant. How about Ayton, who missed his COVID test and missed the first quarter?
This is something. I tell you that. I mean, that was wild yesterday. And welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, beginning the show talking about last night and the NBA action that happened. My whole point this morning is be careful this final week here of the seeding games, because the Ayton news came out after the, I think it's like, wait a second here. The game's tipped. Where's Ayton?
Right.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, Shams breaks the news.
Yeah,
he missed his coronavirus test on Sunday.
Yeah.
So they would not allow him in the game until he actually passed it, whatever. And then he got in there and said, oh, okay.
Then he was in there, I think, in the second quarter. I know. That was bizarre how that played out. But and then, I mean, how good is Booker? There's another. I mean, all the talk about Warren, who, big surprise, stunk last night, mm-hmm. although you didn't have the Butler-Warren matchup because they're playing small ball and Warren's outside. Look at this. Look at this from NBA. Okay, they don't play defense in the NBA. Are you out of your minds? Look where he shot that from with a hand at his face. Look at that. From that's, the logo.
Yeah, that's 40 feet out, Paul.
Come on, guys. It's enough already if I hear that again. No, guys, every guy in this league's an assassin. If you can't shoot, you don't play. It's not 1990 anymore when the games were in the 80s. Look at that.
I mean, Paul, look at the games we've had in the last 5 or 6 days alone. All of these starters sitting out the entire game, and then they rush in the backups who we've never heard of before. Nobody's, unless you're a diehard fan of the team, you don't even know who half these players are, right? I could bring up the Raptors as an example of that last night. Matt Thomas from Iowa State had a great game. But these guys come in, right? They're not a factor with the team whatsoever, and they're draining threes all over the court.
Uh-huh.
The Nets did it. The Celtics did it. The Nuggets did it last night.
Mm-hmm.
I just brought up the Raptors from yesterday.
The Mavs?
They're so Yes, the Mavs. Look at this. Again,
it's embarrassing.
Be careful here.
Yeah.
Because if you had the news, obviously, before the game, and everybody did, no Porzingis, no Luka. So I know a lot of people were betting the Jazz pregame, thinking this is going to be easy, and it looked like it. Then all of a sudden, second half starts, and Quinn Snyder sends out a lineup of Moutier, Oni, Tucker, Niang, and Davis, and basically says, we don't need the second half. I want to see what these guys can give me.
Well, they're also up 22, though.
I know.
They're up 22 in the third quarter. Jazz laying six. Jazz laying six. How about Jazz money line? Oh, how do you blow that? Apologies, by the way, yesterday. The Mavs can still catch Utah. I was looking at the loss column and also the fact that they lost the head-to-head this year, but they can still catch them because all these teams haven't played the same number of games. So they still have a shot there. But the other thing is, I mean, let me ask you. 3-0 Columbus, 4 minutes left. Money line in play, Maple Leafs, 18-1. Dallas down 22 early third quarter, 16-1.
Yeah, I noticed when it was plus 14-25.
It was 16-1 at William Hill. I mean, this stuff happens all the time in the NBA, though.
I know.
I mean, really, do you see a team in hockey blow a 3-goal lead with 4 minutes left? But similar money line prices on the in play. And the Mavs get there. And the Jazz, what did they score? 14 points in the fourth quarter?
Oh, they had nothing
in
the second.
That was hideous.
Yep.
Hideous. And good for the Mavs. Carlisle loved it. And now they're going to control what happens here as far as the 8-9. Because now they play Portland today.
Yep.
And their last game's against Phoenix. So Phoenix also, they get the gift there. Here is no Embiid, obviously. No Richardson. And Horford and Harris are questionable. Although on the broadcast yesterday, they said they're both out.
Mm-hmm.
And Bet Rivers, great job, Bet Rivers. Great job. They got all the numbers up here on the NBA. Bet Rivers has Phoenix laying 8. Phoenix also has the head-to-head over San Antonio. Better winning percentage. So they move up. So they're now, a half a game behind Portland and a game behind Memphis. Everyone has 2 games left. So Phoenix gets the gift today, and then they close with Dallas while Portland plays Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and then Portland finishes with the Nets on that final game. San Antonio gets a bit of a break. They still have to play Houston and Utah, but no Harden today.
Among others.
Yeah.
That are going to be out of that
and
game.
Bet Rivers even has Houston a 1-point favorite. Yeah, but it's no Harden for Houston. So this is, this is going to be nuts how this plays out here in the last couple of days.
I was just refreshing one of the Twitter accounts that I follow yesterday. They're great with the lineup stuff. And it was just 3 or 4 guys from every team dropping. Whenever I would refresh and there'd be new news, it'd be 4 guys in the Rockets. Out, questionable.
Yeah.
Going to save them until Wednesday. Westbrook's going to play. He'll take Wednesday off, whatever it was. That was just, it was, so many guys are sitting tonight. Okay, one more thing though from last night's action.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it time to be concerned at all with the Milwaukee Bucks? No Giannis, I get it. On the flip side, Toronto was without Lowry, Ibaka, and Van Vliet. And the Raptors controlled that entire game. And again, the backups in this league that can play. Matt Thomas from Iowa State was awesome last night, couldn't miss. Boucher from Oregon, who I saw play in person before with Oregon. He was great in the game. And they beat the Bucks by 8. I would say the game was maybe a little misleading. They were up by more than that for a lot of the game.
I told Mike Palm to bet the Raptors once it was announced that Freak was out. Grab the 5.5. I'm concerned if they play the Heat. If the Bucks lose to the Raptors, that's embarrassing. After what happened last year, you should have had a 3-0 lead and they lose Kawhi Leonard. There's just no excuse if the Bucks can't beat the Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. I know finally some Bucks fans who watch and listen to VSiN all the time, they are concerned.
Well, the defense has been atrocious. Defense
is absolutely horrible.
I mean, they're not playing defense. This has been one of the best defenses we've seen in a long time for the regular season. It has not come into the bubble. Into the bubble, it's been a disaster. But you see what Freak means to that team, as he didn't go, and they were lost on offense, and it was a rocking chair winner if you took the points with the Raptors.
Bucks, by the way, their win total in the bubble was 6.5. They're 2-4.
Yeah. I don't know if the Raptors are going to get there. They'll have their hands full with the Celtics in the second round.
No doubt.
But I'll tell you this. I love, and I gave out the Heat yesterday. Easy winner. That's a horrible matchup for the Pacers. If that's the 4 or 5, Milwaukee, Miami will be a good second round matchup. I don't see how the Pacers. Warren didn't do anything. I think it was a tough beat. I think Butler's prop was 19.5 or 19. He was on 19. They took him out in a blowout. Mm-hmm. That's just a bad matchup for the Pacers. And the Heat took him out again.
Yeah. They look really good last night.
I also like Spoelstra over McMillan in the head coaching matchup. So, easy winner with the Heat. That game was in hand in the second half. Good one there. But today, 7 games. That 4-game stretch there where they all with San Antonio, Phoenix, Portland and Memphis all playing. Mm-hmm. How's Boston treating this today, by the way? Have you seen anything on the Celtics?
I have not. Game that I don't have any news on from last night anyway.
They're locked into the 3. So
look at the Nets today against the Magic.
Yeah.
LeVert, Allen, Harris, Temple, all out. That was as of yesterday. Who knows? Maybe more guys sit. If they have actually more guys to sit. Out for the Magic, Terrence Ross, but doubtful for the Magic. And I think I saw a number of 6 for the Magic in this game.
Yeah, you can't lay that.
No, doubtful. Aaron Gordon, Fournier, Michael Carter-Williams, and Terrence Ross is already out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much across the board tonight.
Milwaukee's laying 8 at Bet Rivers against Washington. You know what those two scores were? They played them twice. 151 to 131 and 137 to 134.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton went for 51 and 40 in the two games.
Well, they should absolutely have their way with them tonight.
Well, they play everybody, right?
Yeah. Even if they don't, they should.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think the Bucks are obviously
good action.
Good action.
Okay, so we get off the air yesterday. We talked to Pat Forty, the guy breaking all the news here with Sports Illustrated. I asked Pat, could someone go rogue? You know, I don't think so. I think it's going to happen. And maybe by Wednesday, they're going to shut college football down. Well, and then all hell breaks loose when we get off the air. I mean, how about this? This is crazy. So you had the Scott Frost conference about, hey, we want to play football. And they had the vote, apparently. There was conflicting reports about what would actually happen. But apparently Nebraska and Iowa want to play. Harbaugh wants to play. Stuart Mandel had this tweet about, hey, a kid can dream, right? How about this scenario? How about the Big 14, right? Number 163 guys. Well, you look at this, could they go to the Big 12? I mean, it's news to a lot of people in the Big 12, but he goes, why not? How about Big 12 North? How about Iowa State, Kansas State, Michigan, Nebraska, and Ohio State? Big 12 South, Baylor, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. And then it's be based on what the players have said and a lot of guys coming out that it's like, well, maybe this could happen. And of course, well, you know what the coaches are going to do. They make $8 million a year, some of these guys. You think they want to play?
Mm-hmm.
There was also several tweets about, okay, well, maybe this is the out that a lot of people needed, saying, well, you guys knew the risk. You wanted to play. It's on you. But Sun Belt wants to play. Conference USA intends to play. SEC intends to play. ACC wants to play. Big 12 on the fence. Big 10 doesn't look good. Pac-12 doesn't look good. How about the Ralph Russo tweet? When asked who makes the call on the college football season, Mark Emmert said it's going to have to be to each institution and their presidents. I mean, this is going to be bonkers.
Well, that comment for him to actually make, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, right.
This, I mean, is the absolute exhibit A. There is no leadership whatsoever at the top of the NCAA. They're going to leave it in the hands of every single individual institution? You got to be kidding me on that. That's amateur hour. Well, I mean, I guess no. Well, yeah, so, but Ohio State players want to play. I did see this though last night. The Big Ten, they own all the media rights. So if the Big Ten teams want to break off and play, maybe in those conferences like you just talked about,
right,
they would not get any money. The Big Ten has the media rights. Teams could go play, but they're not getting.
No.
Yes. Saw that last night.
Come on.
That broke. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but what if there's no season, though? Doesn't matter. They don't want
to
play?
I guess lawyers would have to get involved, like, starting right now with that.
Oh, my God.
And you're right on the Pac-12. According to Bruce Feldman, the Pac-12 ADs and coaches, they met Larry Scott last night, the commissioner of the Pac-12. They are expected, according to reports, to have a vote on this today, whether they're going to play, delay, or cancel the season.
Mountain West is out. The MAC's out. Conference USA still wants to go, but Old Dominion pulled out.
Don't laugh.
SEC is still saying, hey, we push this back for a reason. We're going to take our time, and we might have a decision coming up, but we're pushing things back, and we're gonna wait.
I noticed this last night. National media making fun of the lower-tiered conferences, saying, who needs them anyway, right? Talk to people in Las Vegas, specifically out here probably because of our time zone compared to books.
Why would you make a comment?
It's idiotic, right? I talked to Jimmy Vaccaro. I saw him last night.
Yeah.
And I said, so how bad is it for you here at the South Point if you don't have college football? And he threw his arms up and he's like, I can't even begin to explain it for you. Jimmy Vaccaro has been saying for years that here at the South Point and a lot of spots in Las Vegas, college football has overtaken, again, many more games, but the handle on college football has been higher than the NFL. So, and here's the deal with the Mountain West getting canceled and why it's so big out here. Okay, back east, maybe not such of an impact because the games are going to be a lot of times at 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Here, it's like primetime hours on a Saturday night where all these games are going to be 6:30, 7, 7:30. Then you go into the Hawaii game. It is a big deal with these, not even talking about the Pac-12, talking about the Mountain West, talking about the Hawaii game late at night, other small conferences that might be playing their games later on. It's huge out here in Las Vegas. Don't forget about that. And that's why I know some people here at the South Point and other spots completely freaked out when the Mountain West canceled yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if the ACC intends to play and the SEC, we know what the SEC is going to do. I believe, did 9/11 happen on a Tuesday?
It was a Tuesday morning.
Yeah. They wanted to play that week. They still wanted to play. So you know what the SEC wants to do. And if those schools agree to play, you know what the Big 12, I think the Big 12 with Texas and Oklahoma will say, okay. I mean, Oklahoma already moved their game up to late August.
Yeah, they're ready to play.
Missouri State game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then if, who knows what happens with this, the Big 14 here. And what happens with these Big Ten schools. But it looks like Big Ten out, Pac-12 out. And who makes a comment like that? You wouldn't want to watch the Sun Belt and Conference USA play? I love that league. I love Conference USA. And Sun Belt's always, they're going to do what the SEC's going to do. Yeah. So
you weren't mildly disappointed when you heard the news in the MAC?
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Especially the Mountain West.
I mean, later on in the year when we have games then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night.
Yeah, got the get-out game.
Come on.
Yeah, Mountain West. Yeah, keep calm.
Right.
Yeah, Hawaii game still coming up. Love the Hawaii get out game. But that was a wild day. And as Pat Forty tweeted he talked to a Power 5 AD. What an absolute mess. That's exactly what this is.
Well, no question.
As you said, no leadership. No one's in charge. Oh God. So who knows? Maybe we might get four or five conferences to play.
Yeah.
Who knows?
If you missed the reason why, the news came out yesterday. Yeah. The Big Ten, five different Big Ten athletes came down COVID-19, and then beyond that, they were having some pretty massive, like, heart conditions or potentially, like, in the future, what it could mean to their heart, respiratory system. And that's why the Big Ten's like, and this does come down to liability. I mean, that's what it is. And I hope we have a miracle today, this week, whatever it is. I don't want to have the Pac-12 cancel their games. I don't. What are we going to do? If it's just the SEC and the Sun Belt, that's it? Maybe the Big 12? Do we still get a playoff? Is my Mac Jones 25-1 ticket to win the Heisman live? If only the SEC plays?
They still should only get one team in the playoff. The SEC is the only school that plays.
It'll be the SEC. They'll have four teams from their conference in. Look at this, huh? Boy, great. Again, SEC did it again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. God. I don't know if you can you just have these kids sign waivers? I don't know. I don't know how this works. I don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Fiasco. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, and we get several tweets on this. Oh, rest assured the NFL's watching this. They're going to play Saturday games. I'm not saying there'll be some, not all. But yes, if there's no college football, yeah, the NFL is going to be very creative.
Oh, you can play.
They're already on it. The NFL's already on it. They're playing Saturday games. Yep. There's Mike Freeman.
There you go.
It's a foregone conclusion. The NFL will play regular games on Saturday if there's no college football. Please.
Yep.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Play it all day, right?
It's the smart move. Put three or four on Saturday.
Yep.
Boom.
Love Bet Rivers. They have all the NBA up. Great job by Bet Rivers. They got all the Europa League action as well and all these different ways. Can you believe this? We got a tweet on this. You can parlay series outcomes in hockey.
Oh, yeah.
That's unbelievable. Guy goes, I want the Knights in six with Tampa in six and Philly in six. Like $25 pays $3,000.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Are you tired of grinding out playthrough after playthrough to collect your sportsbook bonus money? Stop being a grinder and start earning your bonus money the simple way at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. All bonus money can be yours for only one time playthrough. That's it. It's that simple. Play it once and it's yours. Plus, you'll earn bonus points with every bet you make. You can easily redeem those points for free bets. Sign up now. Get up to a $250 match on your first deposit. Download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app today. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Email is always open, ftm@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. We will get into hockey, game ones, and series prices coming up in about 15 minutes. Paulie will run down bad beats, line moves from last night, and win some, lose some coming up next. Sports are back in full swing, and now is the time to get in on the action. If you live in New Jersey, Iowa, or Indiana, PointsBet is the best sportsbook for all of your favorite teams. See for yourself. Faster, easier app, faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards. As always, PointsBet is offering tons of promotions bettors actually care about, like no juice spreads on all NBA regular season games. How cool is that? Download the PointsBet app today and start betting with a 100% deposit match up to $250. Sign up with the code VSIN250, deposit 250, and get an extra 250 in bonus bets. That's VSIN250. $100 minimum deposit. Must be present in Indiana, New Jersey, or Iowa. Must be over 21. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. PointsBet. Stay sharp. Time now. Win, lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Here we go. Bad beats. Giants. Astros under 9. 6-0 in the 8th. 6-1 in the 9th. 6-4 final. Shenanigans late. Jazz money line led by 22 in the 3rd. The Dallas backups beat them. Lose Some. Texas 140 up to 180. 10-2 final. Dodgers 165 up to 205. Good game. Lost 2-1 against the Padres. Suns under 224 down to 221. Flew over. Likewise, Jazz and Mavs. Same number. Win Some. Mavs in play at William Hill. 16-1. Down 22 in the third quarter. What a comeback. Man U. Copenhagen. Draw. Plus 575 came in. It's 1-0 in extra time, Man U. Bad for the books. Suns from 5 up to 8. Lakers. Nuggets over. 221 up to 223.5. And the Heat from 2.5 up to 4. Routed the Pacers. Win Some at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. To the dog videos. Let's go with Blue. Today it is a bagel. That's how I start my morning. Dressed up, got the pink shirt just like the owner. I'm starting to question the diet he's on.
Are you? Finally.
I mean, come on. What are you doing with this poor guy? I mean, look at him. Loving it.
Well, he's a big fella.
Yeah.
He has that pig-like snorting ability because of the pug nose,
Look
right?
Look at him. Holding the bagel like a human. He's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a bite? Sure, not a... Look at the face. All right, very good. How about the other one? Let's go 186. Oh, look at this. There's a dog running, watching the dogs run.
Let me get in.
The dog runs with the dogs on TV. Dogs are running on TV, and he's having a good time of it. Excellent. How about 186? Back to blue. Had a rice cake now. He's got that one, too. At BlueNJ on Instagram, his own page. These things get like 50,000 views.
Of course it does.
Of this guy eating food.
Well, they're also getting run like at on some New York TV station.
Well, sure.
A local
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it's huge there.
Look at him.
But I mean, is this dog living the life or what?
He is. He is. I can't believe he can eat everything. He just picks it up with his paws like a human, with it, no matter what they hand him. And this is what about 190? Just out on the boat here, not a care in the world. The sea's angry. Here come the whales.
Man.
Look out. Right by the boat. Oh, that's got to be freaky. Well, I don't know whether you're chilling the champagne or you need a diaper. I mean, wow. if you see that thing coming by you. Look at those. Oh, that's wind.
That's going to be a hell of a rush. No
yes,
question.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Blood's going
to
be flying.
When I went to Boston as a kid, we went and did a whale tour with my aunt. And they were late because they would come right up by the boat. I mean, the boat's just sitting there. People were freaking out because they're coming right up there. Like they're going to knock it over like Moby Dick. I mean, or Jaws. You'll be okay. Imagine if you get those people on the boat and you'd see those things coming.
Right.
Crazy. A couple things from the viewers sent in. Bet365 and DraftKings have graded NBA division winners. Done. Denver clinched yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
Also, a viewer sent this. Said DraftKings is running a promotion. If you bet a money line and your team scores at least 110 points, you get a refund even if they lose. I mean, the guy's right. It's essentially a free roll with how they're playing in the bubble.
Well, I mean,
with the scoring,
I believe the overs now are 56% in the bubble. But a lot of these games, you're right. I mean, they are absolutely flying over.
That's Dan Goodwin.
Mm-hmm.
He's been cleaning up almost a free roll. You can bet NBA money line, but you get your money back if the team scores 110. And another one, a guy showed me the tickets. I don't know where this was either, probably DraftKings. You can bet, will a guy hit a home run and the team win the game?
Right.
He showed me the tickets yesterday. Soto, he had Soto and Turner. Will they hit a home run and the Nationals win the game? Yes, yes. Look what that pays.
Bet them both?
Like 8-8.45 and 8-1.
Right.
That came in. They both hit home runs and they won like 16-4.
Yeah. That was a no-doubter last night.
Great job by these sports books. So creative.
All right, still coming up this hour. Again, we'll run down all the players out as of right now for today's NBA games. And also the NHL. I talked to a lot of guys yesterday in Las Vegas who I trust about the Philadelphia Flyers. I think you're going to be surprised at the returns on that one coming up. Miss out on the action this upcoming football season, you can now enter the Westgate Super Contest, the Circa Sports Million, and the brand new Circa Survivor with the help of footballcontest.com. This proxy service has been helping people play for more than a decade, and all you need to do is sign up in person, and then they're going to submit your picks throughout the entire year. You can sign up today at footballcontest.com/VSIN, footballcontest.com/VSIN. Hockey in about 10 minutes. NBA here. We do have numbers on all of the games today, the way it looks. I only see one total on the board. So if you're seeing any other totals, you can please tweet them at us, at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard.
I don't know how you bet three of these games.
Orlando
and the Nets, I guess it's AAU ball and it's just some exercise and all the games are high scoring. I mean, Orlando, Brooklyn means nothing. Both teams are locked into their playoff spot.
Yep.
I don't know why. The Nets aren't playing anybody. Not that it matters. You've seen what they've done against the Bucks. I don't know why Orlando's six, but, I mean, that's the early game to start. And then the back end with the late games. The Bucks are playing Washington. They can beat them by 30 if they want. They're laying 8 at Bet Rivers. And what was the other? Oh, New Orleans and Sac?
Well, forget about that game. I mean,
how do you... That's the TNT game. Move that game.
Yes, please.
Nothing.
Call an audible on that.
Eliminated. Both teams are eliminated. New Orleans has won at Bet Rivers. And they're not going to play anybody, but they just played, and Sack put up like a $140 on them.
Well, because here's the deal in this game. And again, we are, you know, many, many hours away from tip-off before these two teams actually get on the court. Out for the Pelicans. Zion, Ingram, Drew Holiday. Who knows? That list could expand by later on in the morning. Out for the Kings as of this hour. De'Aaron Fox, Rashawn Holmes, and Kent Bazemore. Well, he's questionable. Other spots like this. What do you make of the? See, I think you got to bet the Spurs tonight. Here's the deal.
Yes.
Westbrook's in tonight. He's going to rest Wednesday. Then you have Harden.
He's out.
Gordon.
Out.
Both guys are out. They're going to play Wednesday. Daniel House is questionable.
Okay.
He might miss tonight.
Yeah.
Spurs need the game. Derek White is questionable.
Right.
Bryn Forbes is out. But this is a one-point game. They have to have it. Evidently, it doesn't mean anything to the Rockets.
And the Spurs, right. The Spurs lose the tiebreaker to Phoenix. So they're the fourth team here in this pecking order. So they have to win out and get some help. And their 22 consecutive playoff appearances on the line. But they've been great. I know Popovich has talked about how proud he is of these guys, that they're just in this position. And they've been so fun to watch in changing how they play with Aldridge out. And remember, they lost a close one to Denver. And they're probably in the 8-9 if Milton doesn't hit that three with 10 seconds left.
That's right.
They doubled every Embiid, and Milton shot from the parking lot and made it. So they lost a heartbreaker to the Sixers. But I'm with you. Houston's 4-1, by the way. 4-1 in the bubble. Rivers had 40 the other day.
He did. He couldn't miss.
I mean, this has been crazy stuff in the bubble.
Right. I want to see how the Rockets, by the way, approach this, because they've only played 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
They have 3 games in 4 nights.
Yeah, that's kooky.
Yep.
Right. So I'm with you. Spurs are pass. And if they lose, it's all over. Suns, again, they get the gift. 6-0 straight up in ATS in the bubble. Ayton's been great. Booker, Saric has played well. Payne, Johnson, all these guys. And it's probably everyone out for the Sixers. Embiid, yes, out. Richardson, out. And why would you? Horford and Harris are questionable. Why would you play them, right? So
there's no need.
Yep. Phoenix screwed around for a half yesterday and then blitzed OKC and ran them out as well. And they are a game back of Memphis and a half game back of Portland. And Phoenix has the 76ers and Dallas left. Portland plays Dallas and the Nets. The Spurs play Houston and Utah. Utah has one game left. Might need it. Who knows? Memphis plays. See, this is tricky. Memphis is 1-5 in the bubble. They finish with Boston tonight and Milwaukee. So I don't know how they're – you're seeing 4.5 on – where's that line? 4.5 on the Celtics?
East Coast.
Really?
Sportsbook, yep.
I don't know how they're going to play it. But certainly –
yeah, I see Celtics right now 4, total of 224.5.
They're locked into the 3. They're the 3, and they're likely going to play the Sixers. So, and I would want them to play the Sixers if I'm Boston. But I don't know how Boston and Milwaukee are going to treat these games against Memphis. And Memphis has all kinds of issues. So, yes, 1-7 here is definitely in play for Memphis to go 1-7 and not even get in the 8-9.
Well, I don't want him in the 8-9 right now.
No, I want to see Portland and I got to see the Suns. I wouldn't mind the Spurs, but and Portland is lane 2 at Bet Rivers against Dallas. Dallas can still catch Utah. They're 2-1 against Portland this year. Lillard was awesome the other day, but this, I don't know how Carlisle will treat it, because you see a lot of funky stuff here where it's, okay, well, we'll sit guys once we get into the second half.
Right.
Or in the fourth. Look what the Clippers did. That they sat guys against Portland, that the guys that played late in the game. And Doc says that's enough. But this Portland-Dallas game could go to the moon. Or this could be entertaining.
Well, I mean, if they come out today and Luka and Porzingis is going to actually play, this total is going to be, what, in the 240s?
Should be.
Yeah, it will
based
be,
based on Portland's defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Sixers' backups played, and they were hitting 63% from three going
well, that's the deal, right? So are the Sixers' backups capable of playing like that back-to-back games?
Yeah.
The Blazers' defense
is atrocious.
Well,
you're not going to guard anybody.
Open looks the entire time.
I mean, again, let the guys penetrate. Don't let them penetrate. Let them earn it at the line or in the lane. I mean, don't just sit there and like, okay, we're going to double the guy and he's going to kick it out and the guy gets a wide open look. I mean, that's a layup. So, but you have to do a better job defensively. But I love how they're playing. Lillard, McCollum, you get Nurkic back is big. Collins is good. Gary Trent, how good has this guy been?
Well,
there's another guy in the bubble who hasn't missed.
Yeah.
Trent's been an assassin in the bubble. So they have a lot of guys that can score. But again, the defense has just been a disaster. But that'll be those 4 games are all about the same time. That is going to be, what a day of sports. Hockey playoffs start. Well, I call it round two. I thought they already started. I don't know what care what the NHL.
Let's just call it the playoffs across
right.
the board.
But this is a great day in the NBA. Seven games and those four games jumped up, bunched up in the middle are so important.
Okay, the way the Lakers are playing, and they got the win last night. Again, Nuggets played their backups the entire fourth quarter. They covered. Lakers now 1-6 in the bubble ATS. I think we all agree that the Blazers, yes, the defense has been bad. The Blazers are going to give the Lakers a run for their money. Like, those are going to be dramatic games.
Of course.
Right?
Without Avery Bradley, too?
Are you buying the Suns?
To beat the Lakers?
To give them a series.
No.
I think it's a totally different matchup.
No.
I can't get there.
No.
No, it's going to be playoff LeBron at that point, and the Suns will not have an answer for him.
Memphis, absolutely not.
No chance. Spurs?
No, the Spurs didn't play any defense going into the bubble, so.
Yeah.
I know, but.
Pop is so damn good, but I can't. I mean, over a long series, I don't think the Spurs can make it that competitive against.
No.
I could be dead wrong, but.
No. Lillard can drop 45 on you just like that.
Yep.
That's why you got to. And McCollum. I mean, that's another thing. This Paul George stuff. It's like Lillard's been to conference finals. What? He's gone toe to toe with the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, Paul George, calling this guy out? Give me a break with that. That was ridiculous over the weekend. Paul George and Beverly.
And by the way, Lillard's got a point. Like, just keep changing teams.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, you don't win with the Clippers this year? Right. You know, where are you going to go in a couple years?
You boys chumps, he said.
Yeah, yeah. We will get into tonight's game ones in the NHL. And I got some strong response yesterday on the Flyers that I thought was very interesting. I'll share that coming up next. From the Indeed.com studio, find the high-impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high-impact. That's Indeed.com/high-impact for more information. Okay, Paulie, here we go now. The true playoff games beginning today. Four games on the docket. We'll get to this game coming up a little bit later on. But Blackhawks Knights starts like at 7:45 out here on the West Coast. Poor Blackhawk fans, huh? You have to wait till 10 o'clock basically.
Can't believe that.
Drop the puck.
I don't know why they're... Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
9:45 in Chicago, the game comes on tonight. Yeah, enjoy. Yep. You got to go to work? Okay. Yeah, too bad. Okay, two rematches. Now, here we go. Columbus and Tampa. Number one, it's a horrible spot for Columbus. Here's what I mean. They played the late game Sunday night.
I know.
Now they
got to
play the early game
Why
on Tuesday.
Why would they do that?
I'll just stick it to them. This is one of the best teams I've seen in a long time in the regular season with Tampa. They got swept last year. They were outscored 19-8. I think they led 3-0 in game one and lost the game and then got swept.
Had a big lead in game one.
That's right.
Yep.
But Tortorella doing a good job. What's strange is we're going to get in this a lot today and tomorrow about guys play and then they're unfit to play. Like the goalie with the Rangers, mm-hmm. the Russian. Bishop plays and he's unfit to play. You saw that where Elvis played and then he couldn't play in game five and had to go back with Corpusalo. I mean, some of this stuff is weird about But the
Well, let me add this.
Yeah.
The NHL injury report is impossible
ridiculous.
To figure out.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, a guy could be going in for brain surgery, and the report's going to say, upper body problem.
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't get it. So Columbus did a great job beating Toronto. Toronto should have won that series, went over it. It's an embarrassment. But Columbus allowed only 10 goals in the series. Tampa averaging 3.5 goals per game. A lot of firepower. I don't see how Columbus is going to be able to score all the issues they had offensively against Toronto. And now you're going against Tampa. So revenge for Tampa. The series price at William Hill 240. 24 to win 10 on the Lightning. The game one price is $1.70, and 5.5 is the total. I don't see how Columbus is going to score. I don't know what's going on with Stamkos. What's the latest on Hedman?
Well, and here's the deal with that. So I reached out to a bunch of hockey people yesterday. Dennis Bernstein, I asked him the question, who loses in the first round out of VGK, Colorado, Philly, and Tampa? He goes, I need to know more about Hedman. So, you know, and we'll talk to him tomorrow, but, you know, that obviously tells me the Hedman injury could be huge. John Cooper, the coach here for the Lightning, after the game against Philly, when he kind of, it was a twisted ankle, he said, quote, it's a little frustrating because we feel like we're going to be in the right direction and to lose some of the star power we have. We've got to circle the wagons.
God, if they lose this again.
If he means that much to the team, one player, I get it, he's really good.
Well, they really took it to Washington and Boston, though,
right.
as well. I mean, they dominated half those games. They went to sleep, but I don't see how Columbus is going to score. The other thing, I went to NHL.com. They have 15 writers/experts, and they were all asked to pick the winners. All 15 picked Vegas. All 15 picked Philly. And 14 of the 15 picked Colorado. A couple guys did pick Columbus. So 15-0 Vegas, 15-0 Philly, 14 out of the 15 pick Colorado over Arizona.
All right.
There you go
so
with that.
Yep. At the break, should we go bet Chicago? Should we go look bet Montreal?
That. Well, that's the other thing. If you want to bet the Blackhawks, try to get out to Nevada. Look at this. Look at the series price here at William Hill because it's so much. It's the local team, and it's an avalanche of Knights money every day. They are 350 to win the series out here, plus 290 on the Blackhawks.
Man.
That's a take back there. They get Max back. That helps. And this is so potent. But as I said yesterday, you're not playing the Oilers, okay? You're going against Leonard.
No, that's
you're going
right.
against a good defensive team. Now, the one thing, Chicago, you have to look at this because it's very important because of how many penalties they're calling. But I was shocked that it was basically a push with how the series played out with Edmonton versus Chicago with power play goals because Chicago was at the bottom in the regular season. Edmonton was number one. Edmonton was also number two in a penalty kill. But Vegas had all kinds of issues on the penalty kill, but Chicago had all their issues on the power play. But Vegas is so potent, and you just saw, I mean, who lights up Bennington like that and dominates St. Louis?
Yeah.
Who dominates Dallas like that for an entire period? They played 17 minutes in the third period against St. Louis. They went 17 minutes without a shot on goal, and they had two power plays.
See, that's amazing.
And then
that's probably the best stat I've heard of the entire playoffs so far.
And the scoring chances, they had like 70 scoring chances in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Astronomical. But $2 tonight and 6.5 the total. The Blackhawks are 4-0 in the playoffs, goal in the first 10 prop, which Bet Rivers has in other places. Goal in the first 10 with the Blackhawks, 4-0 so far. And I believe they're 4-0 to the over in the first period.
I think that's accurate. Yep.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, okay. 4-0 as well. And that's the late game. Now, the other one's interesting, the second game. Calgary and Dallas. They're telling you that Calgary's right there. Calgary, you should bet Calgary. Now, Dallas has lost 9 of 10. They had the big win, which they were lucky because they scored with 30 seconds left against St. Louis, and they won in the shootout. Bishop was deemed unfit to play in a couple of the games. So you're going to see some backup goalies anyways, I think, because they play three games and four nights in this series. So they come in. They've allowed the second fewest goals in the league. They've lost 9 of 10. They have issues scoring, and the Calgary was fantastic. Talbot had a 1-5 goals against in the series against Winnipeg, although they were decimated by injury, but they played well. And their power play was great in the series against Winnipeg. They won a couple times in Dallas during the regular season. So Dallas has got some injuries, and it's $1.10 tonight and 5 the total. 5.
Well,
I lean over with this game, but it's a good series. It's a good pick'em series, and I hope Calgary wins.
Obviously because of the Stars, right? Because their games are always like 2-1, 3-1 in that neighborhood. By the way, other spots I noticed on the send-out, the Flames were laying $1.20.
Game one or series?
Series price.
Oh, really? Wow.
The Flames. The Flames are favored to win a series at some spots. Did I say the Stars?
I thought you said Calgary.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay, I confused myself. I saw the send-out. The Calgary Flames were actually favored $1.20 in the series price, not for tonight's game one.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other game, you have the Hurricanes and the Bruins. So
This is a rematch from last year as well.
A really good hockey guy yesterday wanted to remain anonymous, reached out and said he thinks Carolina gets revenge in a big-time way. He said he thinks they take the Bruins apart.
No.
Yep.
They're overreaction here. It's three games, guys. They ran right through everybody. 100 points. Best team in the league. Now, they also have the best power play of remaining teams left. They were number two behind Edmonton. The first line was awful in the three games. You know, but Rask didn't play. Woke up with a cough. Didn't play against Philly. Marchand, Pastrnak, no points. Bergeron, 1 point. They got to get the first line going. I don't think they're that concerned. I mean, I know it's disappointing. It stinks that you run through the league and you're the one seed. Whoop, you had a bad week. Now you're the four. They dominated last year. They beat them six in a row. They swept them in the Eastern Conference Finals. They outscored them 17-5. Big goaltending edge as well to Boston, in my opinion. And Carolina's got all this time off. Remember, they swept the Rangers. So they've been sitting around for a long time.
That's right.
Boston should be ticked off and disgusted with how they played. And I think Pastrnak missed camp too with the quarantine and everything. I just think you're gonna see the Boston Bruins that we saw for much of the season. $1.60 series price at William Hill tonight. $1.35 game one. 5.5 the total. This could be low scoring too. But I don't agree with that assessment. I hope I'm wrong. I think this is very cheap. I agree with Andy McNeil. This is an overreaction to what happened. The Rangers, come on. Number one, you played Swiss cheese Lundqvist, which is the wrong decision. He gave up so many soft goals. He looked like me in there in the playoff loss to Matt Cullen and Moorhead. Terrible, giving up some soft goals. So I think Boston's going to win the series. Boston's going to win the series.
Okay, so I talked to four or five different NHL guys who are super sharp. I trust all of them. And I asked a simple question here yesterday. Which team loses first round? And I said three teams here, VGK, Colorado, or the Flyers. I talked to Andy McNeil, Brian Blessing, Jeff Davis over at Caesars. Brian Blessing's a local radio host here who's an NHL expert. He's awesome. And our buddy Dennis Bernstein. First guy said, this is Blessing, likely none, but I'm not buying the Flyers. Round robin games were glorified exhibition games.
No.
Not buying them.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. That team is nasty.
Overall now, I mean, if you include this team, what they were like in February and in March.
Hottest team in the league. Not buying the Flyers.
Yeah.
He should be drug tested.
I asked Andy McNeil, right? Put together the VSiN hockey guide. He said, I'm sorry. This is.
Back real quick. We had Lou Finocchiaro on. He goes, everything on off, Philly jumps off the page.
He's the one guy so far that loves him. Mike Palm also buys him.
How can you not? Watch the games.
Okay. Jeff Davis over at Caesars. I don't love their second and third D pairs at all. I made this series about $1.70. Montreal is better than what people give them credit for. Price was league average. Their top two lines are good. But he priced it at $1.70 for the series.
Yeah, but the Flyers stars didn't play well and they still dominated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. But I've heard that too, that the price was too high. It's $2.10 at William Hill.
Andy McNeil said.
I've heard the same thing, that they think it's too high, but.
Okay. He made the Flyers $1.85. He actually said the true number is probably closer to $1.75 for the Flyers to beat the Canadiens in this series.
Well, all this talk about price, okay, but I got Patrick Waugh here. I mean, this Hart kid is the nuts. Hey, he's going against his idol, too. Could backfire, but he loves price. But I mean, Hart's been in a zone for months.
And here's what Andy told me about this team. He asked, what was the price 10 days ago? Higher than Pittsburgh, or has the three round-robin games just totally turned everybody? He had Pittsburgh and Philly pretty close going into the playoffs, giving Pittsburgh a slight edge.
No, I don't agree with that either. Pittsburgh was struggling going into the bubble. Pittsburgh was terrible.
They were.
Oh, the Flyers are better than Pittsburgh.
And Dennis Bernstein, who's going to join the program yesterday, he said he loves the Flyers, but they have, he points out the obvious here, the zero postseason experience is a killer. Could be, potentially. That's his one issue with them.
Could work a couple ways. They're young and they don't have it. And they don't know any better. They've been great. I hope we don't get an upset. I don't want to see it. I want to see the top teams advance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so more on the game ones coming up tonight and the series prices. Ian Cameron's going to join the program. Who does he like tonight and for series prices coming up next year on Follow the Money?